anything. He's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's my mother, my father, my sister and my brother. He's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's my mother, my father, my sister and my brother. He's everything to me. Amen. One more time. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's my mother, my father, my sister and my brother. He's everything to me. Praise God. And I thank God that when you have those days where you just wish you can go back to bed and start over, amen, God's there with his arms open wide to give you a hug and to comfort you and to let you know it's okay. You can just get up and start over. All is well. I'm still with you, amen. And you'll make it. You're still victorious. Just keep going on and keep enduring, amen. Don't wallow in the valley, amen. Just continue. And I thank God for that, that he's a lift of my head and he's my strength, amen, in those times. God bless you.
Oh, So let's pray before I read a couple of scriptures to you tonight. Let's pray and ask the Lord to just talk to us and to help us and to give us strength to be able to listen and hear. And if you got to press through some spiritual things, now's the time to do it. That's why we pray. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. God, we praise you. God, we need you. Lord, our soul needs God. Our soul needs God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help us tonight, God. Deliver tonight, oh God. Lord, the fight is on for souls. Lord Jesus, give us liberty in this place tonight to speak the word of God. Help me, Lord, to go beyond tired feelings, Lord, tired minds, Lord, busy minds, busy lives, troubled lives. And Lord, let your word flow like water in this house tonight. Would you just baptize us with the ability, God, to hear from heaven? Hallelujah, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Would you lift the weight, Lord? Would you break the chains? Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. In Jesus' name, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Bless those watching and listening with us, God, tonight with the ability and strength to hear the word of God and deliver us from complacency. And oh, God, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'd like to read 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you have it, say amen. Amen. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. I want to read that one more time before you're seated tonight. If my people, not the ones who aren't, if my people, which are called by Jesus' name, shall humble themselves and pray, amen, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, praise God, and I'll forgive their sin, and I'll heal their land. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Clap your hands to the Lord before you're seated. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God. God bless you. You may be seated. Glory to God. Anyone cold here? All right. I shouldn't have asked that. I got two ladies for sure. I know it's a yes and two on this side. Amen, Brother Art, you can kill that for a couple minutes. I want to draw your attention to Luke 15 now in the Word of the Lord, verse 11. We'll begin there. We're going to go there. Let me just read this. Then drew near the beginning of this chapter, because this is the tone which sets Jesus in a direction of teaching these series of parables. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. So he began to teach why he was doing what he was doing. Talk about lost things. Talk about the excitement when lost things are found. Hallelujah. He's pretty much answering why he's eating and drinking and spending time with sinners. He's going after his lost coins. He's going after his lost sheep. He's not doing what they're doing. Nothing. Polishing their brass, admiring themselves in the mirror. They created their own upper class of religious people, and everybody else just doesn't fit. I mean, it's one thing when you have upper class, middle class, lower class. It's another thing when you have religious class, and it's upper religious class, and then it's everybody else doesn't count. And that's what he was encountering. That's what he was dealing with in his day. But Jesus began to teach and explain why he was doing what he was doing. And in verse 11, he says, a certain man had two sons. I know we've talked about this recently, but I want to share something with you here. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. One second here. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land. Still trying to turn these new pages, Sister Lynn. And he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat. He was at the point where he was going to desire. He was desiring what the pigs were eating. He was so hungry, so without, so desperate, so low. He had nothing. Everything that he had left home with, he just lavishly spent and wasted it all. That's why people refer to this as the prodigal son. It's not that Jesus called it that, but people interpret what he did and attach the word, and they place that as a title over this passage of Scripture. And no man gave unto him. So hungry that he just wanted, the pigs were eating better than him. But it's verse 17 that I'm drawn to. It's verse 17 that made me take a double look and maybe think about what was happening in the heart, how long this was going on for before we read, and when he came to himself. This isn't a verse of Scripture, again, where he's just so desperate, he's willing now to go home. It's gotten so bad that maybe I'll go back to church and see if it'll work. Give me a little temporary relief. That's not what was happening in this. Jesus is teaching a lesson about lost and found. He's teaching a lesson about when the lost realizes how lost the lost is. And says, I just want to be found, even if I can come home and clean the toilets. I just want to be home again. I want to be where I knew I once was, and I was eating better than the pigs. What he was coming to was, I had it made and I blew it. Yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And that makes all the difference in the world as to whether or not you can come to church one more time and stick and start living for God. It's when you come to yourself. It's when you humble yourself and pray and turn from your wicked ways and said, I'm tired of being lost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the difference maker. And that's what Jesus is talking about. Because when you are finally empty of yourself and you've lost it all, you're going to find something coming from God that is not quite the definition of prodigal, but it's close. It's just we have to eliminate waster and the one who throws it all away. Hallelujah. The definition of prodigal is profuse or lavish, expended to excess or without necessity. Very liberal. Hallelujah. Given to extravagant expenditures. Do you remember what we read in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14? Keep it there for a moment. And when he came to himself, and that's where I had to stop. Because I began to, it's almost as if the Lord stepped me inside of this young kid and said, what was he doing? What was he thinking? What was really happening here? That the scripture says when he came to himself, how long did it take to break him? How long did feeding the swine how long was it until he finally saw the truth, until he became broken, until that wild oat was driven out of him, until that the reason why he had to take his living, his inheritance, and go see the world? What was it that attracted him off of the inheritance in the first place? What was it in him that he felt like it just wasn't for him? That life owes me something. That he was willing to become a great waster. How long? Feeding the pigs day in and day out, and longing for what they were eating, before he realized his error. We've seen a lot of people just attend church after they've walked away from God. We've seen a lot of people come and go, and very few have we seen come back knowing they were lost. Very few coming back knowing I need to be found again. Yes, the chips got down and they got desperate, but they weren't desperate enough. They didn't get so desperate that they would fain have eaten what the swine were eating. They never reached that point and that pinnacle, really, that pinnacle of, I am lost. I blew it. I walked away from God. I threw it all away when I had everything all about me. Something snookered me. Something deceived me and made me feel like I needed to get away from Father's house. But he came to himself. Hallelujah. See, it didn't matter at this stage, Brother Tim, how foolish he was, how lavish he was, how much of a waster he was, how much he just lived it up and became the sinner and the disgusting reproach to his own father's house. It didn't matter at this stage because all of that bled out of him. Praise God. And there he stood with the smelly, stinky, muddy pigs. And he realized that the desire that took him off the farm was the desire that left him with the pigs. Praise God. The scripture teaches me, if I delight myself also in the Lord, he shall give me the desires of mine heart. And I promise you tonight, if God, amen, who hears from heaven, gives you the desires of your heart, that desire that he gives you, those desires that he gives you will never leave you with the pigs. Glory. It'll never leave you in a harlot's house. It'll never leave you in a drug den. Praise God. It'll never leave you wanting to commit suicide. Thank you, Jesus. It'll never leave you full of depression. Amen. Needing to pop pills to feel good for the day. Praise God. No, it'll leave you with peace that passes all understanding, that keeps your heart in mind through Christ Jesus our Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, it will. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? Did you see what he's going through? He's not just saying the servants have it better if I just kind of go in and say, God, you know, Pop, I'm sorry. No, that's not what was happening here. He was realizing how low he fell. That the servants in his own father's house, when he was not a servant, he was one of the lords in the house. He was the son of the father of the servants. The servants served him. And he's saying the servants eat better than I do because the servants are smart enough to stay where I wasn't smart enough to stay. Praise God. And that's what's happening here. It's a repented heart. It's a remorseful heart. It's a heart that's now crawling out of the hole of being lost. What's really happening here is signs of there's light at the end of this tunnel. Praise God. Because God's always made it possible that if you can find a way to repent, you can find a way to come home. Glory. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's what's happening here. It's repentance. How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger being his son, being an heir? Wouldn't it be awful dying and going to hell when you were once an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ?
Think about that one. An heir of God. And I perish with hunger. I will arise. Praise God. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at this stage. Yes, the hurt has happened. The waste has happened. Everything has happened. But he's saying, I will arise, because he knows he's fallen. Not this pompous, good for nothing, walking through the door as if he's done no wrong. Yeah, we've had sinners visit here before, but that look of I've done no wrong. Brother Rutledge is still a liar, still wasted years of my life. The church. Somehow their carcass was here. I will arise and go to my father and say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. See what he's saying? Father, I have sinned. Not I made some mistakes and blew the money and wasn't wise with it, but still had a great time. No, he said, I have blown it. I have sinned, and that's saying I've done the wrong thing. And I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. What a statement. So what I'm here to say is, remember what God spoke back to Solomon. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. As David wrote in the Psalms, thy face, O Lord, will I seek. I've made some mistakes. I've failed. I've made some big blunders. But I'm going to seek the Lord while he may be found. I'm going to call upon God while he is still near. While I don't perish forever and I can't call on him anymore. And he arose and came to his father, because that's when you know you're lost. The only thing you can do is come home. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion. Why is that? It's because, look, when God sees you coming afar off, he's seeing something that is provoking the compassion from him to you. And that is, if my people shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. So what was coming down that dusty road was something that the Father said, he knows he's lost. Hallelujah. And he wants to be found again. He knows he blundered, but he wants to come home and make it right. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. That's the difference. That's the difference in making sure that you can come back to God. It's showing God that there's a reason he needs to have compassion on you. Hallelujah. Jesus said to Nathanael in the end of John chapter 2, 1, end of John chapter 1, he said, an Israelite indeed in whom is no guile. He said, I've never met you before, sir, and knowest thou me? He said, before that Philip called you when you were under the fig tree, I saw you. And what did he see? He saw what Nathanael was. In a great way off, the father saw by the gait of his son, by the posture, by just what he was doing, he saw what he saw. That caused compassion to just say, it's time for me to get prodigal.
Glory, hallelujah. Not wasteful, amen, not throw it away, praise God, but all of a sudden become extravagant in what I want to do to that which is lost, but it's coming home. Glory. Watch. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. See, Jesus is talking about what he had come to do. See, scripture says in Psalm 2, kiss the son lest he be angry. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his hand, praise God, and shoes on his feet. Praise God. You may not look the greatest when you come home. Sin might have roughed you up, banged you around, made you look almost not discernible, indiscernible. Who is this? Praise God. But when you're walking through the door knowing, and you're approaching boldly yet humbly, you're not going to look like that very long. Hallelujah. Put shoes on his feet and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. Listen to what he's saying. This my son was dead and is alive again. Praise God. He was lost and is found. Amen. And they began to be merry. Hallelujah. He didn't say, grab him a chicken bone in the refrigerator. He said, bring the fatted calf, the meatiest calf, and let's celebrate. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Let's love the Lord. Let's love the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now go back to 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, and look at what he says. If they'll humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I get the fatted calf. Then will I get the new shoes. Then will I get that ring and that robe and put it on you. Hallelujah. He was lost and is found. You ever read that before and think about what Jesus was saying? Was it found because he's home with the Father? Or is Jesus in this parable, the Father, saying something that he knows happened in the Son? The Son was lost, but he found himself. Praise God. He was dead. He left dead. But somewhere way out there in that far country, after he was done doing what he was doing, he came alive. And he was coming alive when he came to himself. Then all of a sudden out there in the deep dungeons of sin, there was a heartbeat that started going again. Boom, boom. Boom, I need to go to church. Boom, boom, boom. I need to live for God. I'm going to live for God. Look, I don't care how deep in sin you are, how far away in sin you are, how much riotous living you have done. When you say, I will arise, there's not a devil in this world that can stop you from getting up and going back to Father's house. There's nothing that can stop you from living again. And God wants you to live again. He's waiting for you to just make him just hold no expense and pour it out. Hallelujah. Would you love the Lord? Just call on Jesus' name right now. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes.
Come on, heaven's got a ring for you tonight. Heaven's got a robe for you tonight. Heaven's got a fatted calf for you tonight that stretched out his hands and shed blood so that no matter what has happened, God can clean you up one more time. What God has cleansed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's what God's saying. See, people are just, if I go, God's going to clobber me. You haven't quite come to yourself yet. God's not looking to clobber you. You're doing a good job by yourself. He's just looking. He's just looking for an opportunity to pour out. God's not lost. You are. And all the Father is doing is recognizing what's coming back's alive. What's coming back is found. Hallelujah. Now his elder son was in the church, and as he came and drew nigh to the house on a Tuesday, he heard music and dancing. He called one of the church people and asked, what's going on? What's everybody happy for? And he said, brother and or sister so-and-so has come, and God's just having a time with him. Hallelujah. Thy brother has come, and your father has killed the fatted calf. You know that big beefy one that was out there. It's dead now. Because he hath received him safe and sound. And dad's rejoicing. He's not worried about the fact that he wasted his inheritance. And he knew all that. He's just rejoicing that he's home again. Look, sin's going to mess you up, and you're going to pay a price. But if you can get back to the house of God, I'm not talking about this building. This is farthest from the house of God. Yeah. Praise God. I wouldn't want to build this in the wilderness and live in this 40 years. You kidding? I'd rather have one of those homemade boots, Sister Gloria. I'd take that over this. Praise God. There are no poles in that one. Thank you, Jesus. No, I'm talking about the house that I will abide in the house of the Lord forever, where surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Praise God. Pigs won't follow me. The husk that the swine did eat won't follow me. Praise God. A foreign land won't follow me. Just goodness and mercy. Because God has just lavishly poured it out upon me. Make sure that this good stuff's following me. Hallelujah. I'm not worried about the devil following me every day. Praise God. He don't want to follow praisers. He likes to persecute them, but he don't want to follow them. Hallelujah. He don't want to be your disciple. He wants to sift you as wheat. Hey, don't worry about what the devil's doing. You just worry about what you're doing. He's got his problems. He's got bigger problems than you'll ever have in this life. And if you've escaped death and you're going to glory, again, he's got bigger problems than you'll ever have. You're going up and he's not. Hallelujah. He's as a roaring lion, but he's not a lion. But we serve the lion of the tribe of Judah. Amen. The lion that prevailed to open the book of life and grant to you salvation no matter what you've been through. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive. Amen. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Let's love him some more. Oh, come on. Believe the word of God tonight. If my people. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Because sometimes God's people get wicked. And they don't have to go far. They don't have to go beyond the church house to be on those pews. Lost. I'm telling y'all, when you find yourself, when you come to yourself and say, I'm tired of watching everybody else worship.
I'm tired of showing up three times a week and I'm just not here. Praise God. What in tarnation's got your attention? That's so important. That you can't just give it your best. That you can't love God with all your heart, with all your soul. What can this world offer you that's better than everlasting life? Don't blame the preacher because you're dead. You just find out why you need to come alive and what it is to come alive, what it is to really be filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. I'm not talking about goosebumps. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost can create goosebumps, but it's not goosebumps. Now, we already read that. So he asked, saying, what's all this commotion about? And he was angry, verse 28, and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. He didn't smack him in the back of the head and say, get in the house. He didn't say, you have to love them no matter what they did. That's not what he said. He said he came out and he entreated. When you entreat, it means you meekly, humbly approach, like we need to do to God. That's why we should never, in our prayer time, no matter how desperate we are and how bold we can become, we have to understand desperation, humility, and boldness doesn't mean we treat him as a bellboy. So he entreated his own son and said, what's up? And he answered and said, I never did what he did. All this time I've gone to church, paid my tithes, been faithful, swept the floor, straightened out the chairs, never gave you a headache, did everything you asked. You never gave me a kid. Then I might make merry with my friends. It's like this expression of jealousy at the extravagance of the Father's love towards that which was lost. It's almost as if they don't deserve it. That's what he's saying. That's what this elder son is saying. They don't deserve it. And Jesus is talking to these scribes and Pharisees who are saying, you're spending all this time with these people that they don't deserve it. And Jesus is saying, yes, they do. And why aren't you happy about it? Why aren't you happy that I'm here? You're not doing anything about it. That's why I'm here. Dear God in heaven, help us. If it was left up to us to go after the lost sheep of the house of Israel, we'd never go. We say, well, they made their bed, they can sleep in it. I'm finishing because my phone's saying my battery is low. He said, I've never transgressed at any time, and you never gave. That's what he's doing. He's whining. And all he can think about, you never did this for me. But as soon as this thy son was come, which has devoured your living with harlots, that's what he's saying, you've killed for him the fatted calf. I don't get it. See, he's trying to make a jab at Pop to give Pop a reason to stop the music. He didn't say he devoured his living because really once it became his, it was his, no longer Pop's. But he said he's devoured your living with harlots. In other words, I'm giving you reason to stop the show. Make them sit in the back of the church. They can work their way up. He said, son, you're ever with me, and all I have is yours. It was meet or proper that we should make merry and be glad. For this thy brother was dead and is alive again and was lost and is found. Praise God. Aren't you glad for true repentance? Yeah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Some people got to learn to stop saying sorry and just repent. Saying I'm sorry is not necessarily repentance. Repentance is, I'm leaving the pig field, and I'll never be back. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's stand and love the Lord. Praise God. Come home. Come home. Hallelujah. Listen to what's being said tonight. Jesus, hallelujah. Would you pray and call on his name together? Hallelujah, hallelujah. If my people, if my people, if my people. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He wants to rejoice over you tonight. Give him that pleasure. Let him see you. Hallelujah. Let his compassion come upon you. Praise God. Let the angel of his presence surround you tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory. Glory. While you're standing, can I just read these few verses to you tonight? I'm not going to try to keep you long, or maybe Sister Gloria, if we could have the trio, if you don't mind. Hallelujah, anyhow. Thinking about that song all day. When you're grading thousands of apples, you need a song like that. Yes. You're bagging too many seconds. Hallelujah, anyhow. Praise God. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he finds it? That was the first thing he said to these guys who are marveling that he's talking to lost people. How dare he? When he's found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. When he comes home, he calls his friends and neighbors, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I'd hate to lose the ability to rejoice when something lost is found. Hallelujah. I'd hate to think that I've become such a crusty apostolic Pentecost, whatever you want to call it, a crusty Christian, that I couldn't rejoice when someone truly comes to themselves. Hallelujah. Because here's the gig, people. When you come to yourself, you'll never leave here again. No more 6 month stints. And then you're back being an idiot. Glory, glory. You will never want to take that robe off again. You'll never want to take that ring off again. You'll want to keep those shoes on your feet again because you remember. You remember that long distance of crawling home with no shoes, no clothes on your back, beaten by the disgustingness of sin. That's if you've truly repented. You've truly come to yourself. You truly realize I was lost and I'm ready to be found again. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, I'm going to challenge you tonight. Challenge you in the love of God. Challenge you in the compassion of God. God's asking, if you can put up, I can put up. If you can put up, amen, saying, I will arise, I can put up sending heaven down to get you. Amen. Oh, yes, do you hear what's being said tonight? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. All right, Sister Gloria. Let's, Brother Rick, if you don't mind moving that one mic that's down and that chair, and I'll give them this mic or the other mic. They could each have one. Sister Lydia, you can take that stand mic. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right.
Praise God. Glory to God. We're going to pray for Tanya Lynn tonight. She's been in our services last few of late. She's been there before. And we're going to pray. Hallelujah. God's a deliverer. Yeah. He can free us from any bondage. Hallelujah. Amen? Thank any God. Bondage. Hallelujah. Brother Phil? Sharon. All right. Sure. Yes. All right.
I just feel like if she's seen what we have,
right.
She'd be like, I get it.
Gotcha. Sharon.
She only knows what
right.
The world religion shows.
Okay. So let's remember Tanya Lynn and Sharon, Brother Bradley.
My sister.
Your sister. Yes.
All right.
These are three important needs tonight. Amen, Brother Dane.
My sister Pat has a very serious heart condition. And she has probably a 40% chance of making an operation on it.
All right. Pat, okay.
And then also Penny, she has a semi-serious different heart condition.
All right. Okay.
So they need salvation and healing.
Yes, yeah. Salvation and healing. Praise God. All right. How many believe that they can break free from anything? That these people can break free from sin to serve the living God? Tonight there's nothing God can't deliver us from. He came to proclaim liberty, the scripture says, to the captives. And if we'll have faith, and faith through his name, we can be made whole. And that's what we're going to pray for, Sister Tanya. Amen. Absolute deliverance in Jesus' name. Let's pray. God, we're just here tonight to humble ourselves and pray and believe with all of our hearts because we're called by your name. We're your people. God, we're asking you to bring deliverance from bondage tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, would you bless Tanya tonight? God, in the way that you know she needs to be blessed, whatever the circumstances of life might be, whatever's going on in the lives of those she knows that she's maybe praying for as well. God, we're just asking for heaven to come down. For Lord, you to do what you said you would do in your word if we'd humble ourselves and pray and seek your face. That heaven would hear our call. God, would you just break forth upon, Lord, Brother Dana's sisters. God, Brother Phillip's Aunt Sharon, Lord Jesus, Brother Bradley's sister. Glory to God, Lord, in every need that God wasn't spoken here tonight, but it's an important need. We're just asking for, Lord, that compassion to come. See these prayer needs coming down that road. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bring about, Lord, the answer. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus, for it. Thank you, Jesus, for it. Thank you, Jesus, for it. Praise God, a God that wants to heal, a God that wants to deliver and save. How many believe tonight? When somebody's asking to be delivered from bondage, how many believe tonight that God can set the captives free? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. 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 I'm going to be free. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There's no reason any one of us should die lost with a God that wants us to be saved so bad. But in that parable is a very important lesson, and it's all about you. It's all about that when he came to himself. Because as long as you stay in the other posture, you'll never enjoy, you'll never see
just how much God wants to just pour upon you in such an extravagant way. Because you'll never come home to get it. But please, get it and stay. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Brother Bradley, come close in prayer, would you? Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Nothing to add. Nothing to add to that message. The only thought I have is, next time you pray, Brother Bradley, be serious. Don't just pray so that you justify your 10 minutes or 15 minutes being in a prayer room, but touch God. Yes. Do what you went there to do. Yes. Don't just play. God wants to hear you. He wants to heal you, no matter what's broken, no matter what's bruised. He's a God of all, and he loves you, and he wants you to be his. Jesus, thank you, Lord, that you've given us this opportunity, Lord, to one more time to hear of your compassion and love that you have for us, that, Lord, that never ends and just continually reaches. God, help us to talk to those, Lord, with the right attitude, God, and the right heart, that, Lord, that whatever we would say would be from you. But God, mostly that in all that I do, Lord, that I'm saved. And in all that these people do, Lord, is that they're saved. For God, you're the only one that can make a difference in our life. Amen. Jesus, we love you. Appreciate you, God. Keep your hand on your people. And Lord, that we would pray and that you would open heaven to us in Jesus' name. Amen.